On this day, we celebrate a feast that is, or should be, very close to our hearts. It is the feast of St. Albert the Great. And among other things, he was the teacher of St. Thomas Aquinas, who adorns our church in our beautiful stained glass windows. St. Albert the Great, who was born in Germany, also died in Germany. His tomb is in the city of Cologne, not too far from the cathedral. Very, very beautiful, but very simple tomb. And I was sort of surprised because, of course, in the Middle Ages, the greater you were, the more beautiful and ornate the tomb was. But his tomb is just simply very beautiful and definitely better than any of our tombs will be, but very austere. And such was his life. He became a doctor, a magister philosophiae et theologiae, which was the highest degree given even today in the Dominican order. The Dominican order, which is devoted to study. And as such, he became the teacher in Paris and in Cologne of St. Thomas Aquinas, who was perhaps his greatest student. And sometimes the students are a sign of the greatness of the teacher. He was also called upon by the Holy Father to become the bishop of Ratisbon, in German, Regensburg. And then right before his death, knowing that his time was coming, he resigned and went back to Cologne, where he died and where he is buried. St. Albert was known for his knowledge. And he not only knew theology and philosophy, but his knowledge was so extensive and so profound that some people accused him of witchcraft. And of course, many saints have been taken to the Inquisition to be tried, and of course, he was found innocent. Remember, St. Teresa of Avila was taken, St. John of the Cross, many other great saints have been taken to the Inquisition. And the Inquisition is not just to persecute or kill or anything. The church does not kill anybody. But in order to make sure that whatever that person is teaching is not heresy. And of course, there was no heresy found in St. Albert's teaching. And it was found that the knowledge that he had, encyclopedic knowledge that he had, was from God and from study. And so, of course, he was found innocent. And today we look to him. Of course, he is the co-patron with St. Thomas Aquinas of my alma mater in Rome. And today, a great, great mass and feast is observed. And in the past, sometimes the Holy Father would come and join at some point or other and speak to the students. And so today we call upon God to bless the Dominican order and to bring it back to what it's supposed to be. There are many heretics also today in the Dominican order. And so we need to get back to our true roots, to the faith by which we are fed. And of course, that faith is fed in the most holy sacrament of the altar of the Eucharist. And of course, St. Albert and St. Thomas were great proponents of the Eucharist and of the great doctrine and dogma of transubstantiation. And I heard the other day from the same parishioner who went to the Greek festival, and I have to address it because things need to be addressed right on the spot. We don't need to wait 20 years when everybody has forgotten about it, and that way nobody cares. The priest there, of course, he told us, or told him, there was no hell. Well, that just shows you that the Greeks are heretics. Not just schismatics, but heretics. The other thing is that he said that St. Thomas Aquinas doubted transubstantiation. That is ludicrous and untrue. Both he and his teacher, St. Albert, were great proponents of the dogma of transubstantiation. That is, in the appearances of bread and wine are to be found both the divine nature of Christ and the human nature of Christ. Jesus, complete and whole, is found in the Eucharist. But the appearances, the accidents, as it is called in philosophy and theology, the accidents remain bread and wine. That means they look, they smell, they taste like bread and wine. But the reality is Jesus. And not that he is inside of it. No, it is Jesus. There's no inside or outside. It is Jesus, the most holy sacrament of the Eucharist, which they taught most assiduously. So we pray today to St. Albert the Great to continue to bless us and to bring the Church back to full orthodoxy in all of the Holy Catholic faith. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen.